Proverbs 2:20 says that thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the paths of the righteous. Now, we've been told in the previous 19 verses of Proverbs 2 that if we receive the wisdom of God with knowledge and understanding, we will then understand righteousness, judgment, equity, and every good path. And then as we've come down through these verses, we're told that discretion shall preserve us. They'll deliver us from the evil man and from the strange woman that we discussed in our previous devotional. And with all of this, then, verse 20 says, that thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the paths of the righteous. First, I just want to point out, you see how one thing leads to another. And if you can't, you know, just take a spiritual pill and boom, everything's fine. You have to live this. Salvation comes the instant you turn to Jesus Christ, repenting toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, believing how that Christ died for our sins and was buried and rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. The moment you stop trusting in your religion, your own works, the moment you'll leave all that's kept you from God, your sin, even your hobbies, anything coming between you and God, you stop, turn around empty-handed, and receive Jesus Christ. At that very moment, you're saved. But then you have a life to live, and there's no shortcuts. You have to do what God has said, and you do it day in and day out, just like you eat every day, you sleep every day. Hopefully you brush your teeth and even floss every day to keep your teeth. The same thing's true of spiritual life. A lot of people are suffering from spiritual decay, just like tooth decay, because they're not doing everything they should be doing day in and day out. You can either walk in the way of good men and keep the paths of the righteous, or you can walk in the way of bad men and keep the paths of the unrighteous. And sadly, that's what too many Christians are doing today, by the way. And we have a even clearer path now, because Proverbs is great and gives us wisdom, but Jesus has come. And it reminds me of what happened when Apollos, who in the book of Acts, all the way, we're in Acts chapter 18, and here's Apollos. He's still following the Old Testament prescription. And so he's living a righteous life. He's in the way of good men and the paths of the righteous. But then Aquila and Priscilla come along, and it says that they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. What's the way of God more perfectly? Well, it's embodied in the person of Jesus Christ. John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And when Jesus talks about paths over Matthew chapter 7, he says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. That's an amazing thing to think about. Later on in Acts 24, Paul would say about being in the way of good men is the way of Jesus Christ. And he said, but I confess unto thee that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets. You've got to choose that way, and you say, I'm a Christian. Well, that's wonderful, but every day you have to choose to go in the right direction. Go in the way of good men and keep the paths of the righteous. It's a choice that you have to make, and you have to make that choice every day. All it takes is to go in the wrong direction one day, and you can ruin everything. That sounds heavy, but that's the reality. And that's what we're being encouraged to do in Proverbs.